And this year we're going to talk about cleaning for Pesach. And we're going to be focusing on this year where many people are making Pesach for the first time and people are under a lot of stress being quarantined with a lot of children in the house. And so what is the best way to clean the house for Pesach? So just want to start off with the Pele Yoyetz in the Chelek that he talks about Chametz. And he talks about the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. So the Mefarshim write that the chametz is merames on the ruach hatuma and the yitzhahara that's inside of us. And therefore, when we're doing bedikas chametz, we're really thinking about destroying the ra that there is inside of us. And therefore, the more we check, the more we clean, the more we're getting rid of the yitzhahara. And he says, the ikar mitzvah zuhi metelas al hanoshim. The ikar mitzvah of bir chametz is on the women to clean their homes very, very well, to check for chametz in the nooks and the crannies, but any place where you can be chayshish, or even in places where you don't be chayshish, and you know there's no chametz there. Still, you should check there. Do hagala, to kasher the kelim, and many other chumras that are all really based on a minhag which has a sheirish lamala. Umasi adenu kainana to be mevar the ruach hatuma, and therefore the Talmidei HaRizal say if you're careful very much with the isra chametz, and your machmir with extra chumras, you're guaranteed that you won't do an aveira the entire year. Because since you are mevar the ruach atuma entirely from your home, and you didn't give any place for the sitra achra to rest in your home, there's no way that it can possibly cause you to do an aveira. Therefore, says the Pele Yoyetz, v'lechein gam ha'ish, the men also, yizdariz ma'od lizor b'chol chumras ha'pesach. They have to be very careful to keep all of the chumras. V'lamed al ha'mishmar ka'aryeh, to stand like a lion, guarding like a lion, when you make the matzvahs to make sure that you don't even delay and tally for just a second, and there shouldn't be any dough stuck to the kelim, and you shouldn't bring the matzah too close, etc., to be involved with all the aspects of the making of matzahs to make sure that you don't have any shaychus to possible chametz. So the Pele Yoyetz is telling us to be machmir and to do things that were not required according to halacha. There's also a famous maisa with the Gvir, a rich man who once was visited by the Baba Vareba, and he was very proudly showing the Baba Vareba that he has two homes on his estate, one for year-round, and he built a second home special for Pesach. And in Pesach, he closes the Chametz house, and he moves into the house, which is cleaned for Pesach. And therefore, there's no problem of cleaning. So the Baba Vareba said to him that the whole inyan of Chametz is mevar the ra, like the Pele Yoyetz just said, and if you just close up one house and move into another house, you don't get that maila, that part of the avodah of the Yom Tov Pesach you're not going to get. And of course, people go to hotels as well. They miss the whole idea of bir, bedikas chametz, and bir chametz they miss because they don't have to work hard to clean out the ra from their homes. Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg would emphasize that in the days of the Pele Yoyetz, things were very, very different. In those days, people lived in one-room homes, and the entire home was the size of our kitchens. They had only two sets of clothing, and there were no drawers, there was no additional living area, there were no bedrooms, there was no garage, there was no storage, there was no attics. And the job that we have today is so enormous that it's, you know, almost 6, 7, or 8 times more than what the Poskim spoke about, the size of the homes that they had to clean. There's also another aspect of when we come to the Seder, we want to be rested, relaxed. We want to be happy. We want to give our family a positive experience. This is our chance to show our children, the single ones, and also the married ones, to show them how to bring the family together to celebrate Yiddishkeit with tremendous simcha. And to be able to do that, that is a tremendous, tremendous important thing. I recall when a bachur at Yeshivas Har Sameach in Muncie once told me that the worst experience he ever had was going to a frum family for the Seder, because the wife was so tight, so uptight, so stressed from being up the night before and the weeks and weeks of cleaning, that there was such tension he could feel it in the room. He said, "I never want to have such an experience again." And imagine the children not looking forward to Pesach for the same reason. So to be mekayim the spirit of passing on the Mesera, of showing our children how beautiful Yiddishkeit is, to be mekayim the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Seder environment also has to be a factor. And to do that, we have to look at the overall picture. That are we coming to Yom Tov relaxed? Are we going to be up? Are we going to be giving ourselves extra work? What does the halacha actually require? And what is above and beyond the halacha? So, of course, the goal of this is not to take away from anyone the chumras that they keep. It's simply that people should know what the halacha is. And v'chal ha-moysef, moysef in lay. The more you're machmir, the more wonderful it is. But don't feel guilty if you're not able to do what you normally do. And as long as you fulfill these basic ideas. So as far as what we have to clean for Pesach, one should clean all the possessions and properties that you own and make sure and do a bedika. We have to clean them and do a bedika, make sure there's no chametz with the following exceptions. If you have a makam she'ein machnisim by chametz, if you have a place that you know chametz doesn't go there, let's say you have high cabinets in your bedroom, high closets in your bedroom, you know your kids can't reach there even if they tried, and you know the whole year you don't put chametz there. Let's say you have an attic, or let's say you have places in your garage that you know it's not possible anyone got there with chametz. Those places do not have to be cleaned or checked for chametz. In addition, any place which you're not going to use on Pesach, and even if there is chametz there, you sell that chametz to a goy, in that case, all you need to do is close that room off or close that cabinet off, tape it closed, mark it that it's sold to a non-Jew, and you don't have to do bedika there or do cleaning there either. Just you can't use that place until after Pesach, meaning from when the chametz is sold till like an hour after Pesach, you can't use it because it's not your property anymore. Number three is any chametz that a kelev would not eat, that's not roi l'achilas kelev, is not considered chametz, and you don't have to clean things that are unappealing to a kelev. And the fourth criteria is anything less than a kezias, which a human would not eat, is not chametz. So it is there's no chiyav beer on. It's enough just to do bittel on. You don't have to be mevaret. So let's say there's crumbs on the floor of your car or crumbs in the carpet. That's something which even though a dog might eat it, but since it's less than a kezias and it's not appealing, a person wouldn't want to eat it. You don't have to get rid of it before Pesach. Now, in the kitchen, you do have to. Because the kitchen, or areas where food may touch, since eating even a mashehu of chametz is aser, therefore we have to be extremely machmir in the kitchen. But out of the kitchen, anything that's less than a kezias, technically there's no problem at all. As long as you're mevatel chametz, you don't really have to clean it up. And we'll go through the various parts of the house now, and we'll talk about what do you have to do, what should you do, and what do you not have to do. So regarding the floors, smooth floors such as wood floors or tiles, all you need to do is really look around. If you don't see anything the size of a kezias, then there's no issue. Now keep in mind the size of a kezias is the size of a small matchbox. So more or less you're not going to find anything on your floors after you do a normal cleaning. You do not have to get on the floor and go between the tiles. You don't have to go between the floorboards. If you have carpet, all you need to do is just vacuum the way you would normally vacuum for Shabbos and then just visually check to make sure that there's nothing the size of a kezias lying around. So regarding the floors, any cleaning that you would do year-round would be the same cleaning that you can do for Pesach. Again, anything more than that is kol ha-moysef meisif in lay, but you don't need to feel guilty if you just do a regular cleaning. Regarding the kitchen, the pantry, and the cabinets, if they're not being used on Pesach, then you can do the second exception that we mentioned above, which is simply sell any chametz that may be in there to a non-Jew, and then tape it closed. And then you don't have to do bedika there, you don't have to do cleaning there as well. If you have cabinets that will be used, then here, again, the issue is that it's in the kitchen, and maybe food will come in contact with it. So all you need to do is take a shmata and put it in soapy water and wipe down the shelf. Once you do that, if there's even a mashu of chametz, it becomes nifsal me'achilas kelev. A dog wouldn't eat it once detergent gets in touch with it, and therefore that would be enough. Once you wipe anything down with a wet shmata that has soap in it, any chametz left would be nifsal me'achilas kelev. So technically, if you wipe down the shelves in your cabinets just with a wet shmata, that's all you need to do. You don't need to go with a toothpick by the edges of the shelves, between the shelf and the wall. All you need to do is just to wipe it down, and that is good enough. Some have a minig to cover the shelves, which is a nice thing, but it's not necessarily required. Regarding the refrigerator and the freezer, it's the same as the cabinets. All you need to do is take a shmata, and which has soapy water, and wipe down all the shelves in your fridge and in your freezer. And that's good enough. Some have a minhug to cover the shelves with some lining, which is a nice thing, but it's not me'ikar hadin. Regarding the rubber seal around the door, there's no need to clean in there with a Q-tip or with a toothpick, because a dog would never eat what's in there. It's very, very, very unappealing, and it's less than a kezias, and it's not re'ilach ilas kelev, so that's really not required according to the halacha. Regarding clothing closets, dressers, basements, and attics. So again, if it's not being used on Pesach, simply put it in your contract with the guy, sell it to the guy, and put a piece of tape on it that says sold to a guy. If they are being used, and assuming, so if they are being used, but it's a place that you never ever brought chametz into, you know, in your house, you never brought chametz there, then again, you don't have to check it at all. So makim she'e machnisin by chametz. If it's a place where there may be crumbs that are appealing to a person to eat that are the size of a kezias, then there is a chiyuv to clean it out, but it's really just enough to wipe or to vacuum it out. You don't have to get into all of the corners and use toothpicks and get everything out. That's not required, because once you know it's something which your food's not going to touch on Pesach, and it's for sure less than a kezias, there's no issue at all to have it there. Regarding tabletops, it's the same as kitchen cabinets, same as the refrigerator. Simply take a wet shmata and wipe, which has soap in it, and wipe it down. The kitchen chairs is the same thing as a smooth floor. Simply wipe it down. You do not have to go with Q-tips and toothpicks and clean it out. That's not me'ikar hadin. Regarding the faucets and water spouts, you only need to clean it with a soap, and some people pour hot water over it. For pots, pans, and cutlery, the easiest thing is that usually today we don't use pots, pans, and cutlery that we use year-round on Pesach. So all you need to do is put it away in a closet, put a piece of tape on it that says sold to a guy, and sell it to a guy. And that way you don't have to clean your pots and pans for Pesach at all. Regarding your tablecloths and kitchen towels, so, of course, most people have a minhag to have a Pesach set. However, if you don't have a Pesach set, all you need to do is put it in a washing machine with detergent, and any mashu of chametz that would be in there would become nifsal from achilas kelev due to the detergent, and it is not a problem at all. The Magen Avraham writes that you should put your tablecloths and your towels on a high cycle, and that's like kashering them. The Gesmeisha writes that today's hot, our washing machines today, which run a hot cycle, and it has detergents, and it agitates it, it requires, would definitely be considered a kashering and cleaning, and the kuliyama, you would be allowed to use the same towels that you use year-round. You could use them on Pesach. Rav Belsky also held that if it's a synthetic towel, a polyester towel, then for sure you could kasher it in that way. However, you just need to eyeball them afterwards to make sure the machine did a good job. However, again, if there was soap in there, which there probably was, it was definitely nifsal mi'achilas kelev, it would not be a problem. And, of course, the minig is to get new tablecloths and new towels for Pesach, but if you can't, it's not a problem to use the same ones if you have to. Regarding clothing and linen, so again, once things go through the washing machine with detergent, there's no further checking or cleaning necessary. And if, let's say, it's dry cleaning and you want to just don't want to check the pockets, so you can simply just put it away in a closet and mark the closet sold to a guy, and of course sell it to a guy. Otherwise, you have to open up all the pockets and check them. If you send something to the dry cleaners, again, it would be nifsal. So anything coming back clean from the laundromat, from the washing machines, from the dry cleaners, would not need to be checked again following that. Regarding toys, if it's possible that they have edible chametz on it, then the easiest way to do plastic toys is simply to put them in the dishwasher with soap, and anything that's left in there afterwards would be nifsal me'achilas kelev, and it would be not a problem at all to use those toys on Pesach. Regarding books and bookshelves, some people have a minhag to leaf through all of the svarim and to allow the crumbs to fall on the floor, but it's not me'yikar hadin. You don't have to do that. All you need to do is be careful that you don't bring the svarim to the table near food, so that if in case there's a mashahu of chametz, a crumb of chametz in the sefer, it shouldn't fall out onto the table, because we said that eating even a mashahu of chametz on Pesach is usser. So as long as you don't bring the svarim to the table, you have no problem. There's no need to clean them, according to the Iker Hadin. It's only an issue if you're going to bring them to the table. Again, you're never going to find a kezayis of chametz inside of a sefer, and therefore you don't have to check the svarim. Regarding the shelves and behind the svarim, so then you have to know if you have children in your house or grandchildren that can come and, you know, hide things in all kinds of places, then you will have to check behind the svarim or over the svarim. But if there's no children coming in, that may be a makam she mechlisim by chametz, if you know in your, by yourself that chametz never goes in there, and that's okay. You don't have to check them. Regarding the car, you don't have to go between the cushions because you're not going to find any chametz there on Pesach. All you need to do is vacuum the carpet areas and wipe hard surfaces with a wet cloth with a cleaning agent. And that's only if you're going to possibly eat in the car on Pesach. If you're not going to eat in the car on Pesach, then just all you need to do is look. And if you don't see anything the size of a kezayis, just do a basic cleaning and there's no problem at all. Regarding the front yard and backyard, they do not need to be cleaned since animals and birds would eat any chametz that's there. But if you, let's say you have a clubhouse or a playhouse in the backyard, then you should just walk in there to make sure that the children didn't hide any goodies in the playhouse.